Hello and welcome to the Self Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a therapist and life coach, and I am here to help you navigate your way to self love. You will learn more about your mind and your emotions, why you maybe don't have self love, and how you can get more of it in your life. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about the deeper what-ifs that hold us back in our life. In the last episode, I spoke about channeling our energy, and I'm not saying it out loud, just in case there's anyone around, but channeling that energy that helps you to get over a very surface level what-if. So you see a stranger at a party, you want to go talk to them. It's that element of take a deep breath, say the words, and go over. I mentioned a little bit about sometimes there are things that lie beneath when we've had experiences of shame, embarrassment, those things that, you know, play out in a present moment that we don't want to experience again, that often makes that experience bigger than it needs to be. But there is a deeper side to that what if as well. And I wanted just to touch upon painful experiences of our past, trauma, complex trauma, which is small repeated traumas over time. And I wanted to really kind of dive into how that holds us back. I've worked on this with many clients, particularly in the last 6-7 months. And I've also got personal experience of this as well. And this is when your painful experience is what I'm going to call it. It's up to you where you go with that in your mind. When you experience something that's painful physically or painful emotionally and mentally, your body will create that what if. What if this happens again? How can we avoid this from happening? And in a lot of cases, it can cause shutdown of the mind, shutdown of the emotion, shutdown of the nervous system. It takes us into that freeze response in the present moment that doesn't feel logical, doesn't seem logical. Let's say a painful experience happens and then it results in you not being able to leave the house, even though the painful experience is not relative to that kind of happening, right? So let's say you experienced financial fraud, and let's say that that experience has now created you not being able to leave the house and you not being able to do normal functional things, giving up your job, etc. It doesn't make sense, right? It doesn't correlate. So the way I explain it and what I gave there was a very real example. How I explain it is the nervous system literally takes you offline. It takes you out of life so that you cannot be hurt to that level by anything, right? And this is how it then starts to make sense for people that have had a painful experience, but what they're kind of living with now in the present moment is completely different, is because of the way the nervous system is still in that state of fight, flight, or freeze. In most cases, it's the freeze, it's the shutdown. So what happens then is those people that experience that, whether that's you, me, people that I've worked with, over time, talking about it, I use breath work, I use talking, I use hypnosis, I use several different things. Once we go through that and start to talk about what's happened and start to talk about the emotional impact, we start to close the loop on the stress. So we start to close that loop. So the what if starts to disappear, and because the nervous system is going, I'm okay, actually. I survived that impact. I survived that painful experience and I'm okay. Not everything is a danger to me anymore. I've had several clients with this experience, and sometimes it affects their intimate relationships if something's happened in a prior relationship that's been painful. Sometimes it can be completely unrelated, as I've just given the example. And sometimes it crops up in a very, very strange way. Like for me, the example I'll give is when I first moved to Manchester, which is where I'm currently living, when I first moved here, I experienced problems with my sleep. And those problems, as I saw it, was created by people outside of my apartment. Not in the building, but external. And it was things like car parties and all sorts of things happening in the car park. And whilst it was audible, I could hear it. Actually, from my bedroom, I couldn't. And it was starting to be very disruptive to me. And I spoke to my therapist about it, and my adult self couldn't work out, why is this keeping me awake at night? Because I know I'm safe. I know that they can't get into my apartment. I know that they will, you know, disperse, they will go, they won't be there for very long. And what my therapist worked with me on was, well, how is this related to past experience? And when we traced it back, it was all about the lack of safety I felt as a child with similar things happening where I was living. But it connected back to my anxious attachment, and it connected back to my scattered upbringing with caregivers and not feeling safe, right? So my childlike mind absorbed that information and attached it to the already anxious attachment. So in my adult self, when that noise returned in a very similar environment, in a very similar way, my inner child woke up and said, no, I'm not happy with this. We need to be alert. We need to be awake, because this doesn't feel safe. That is my what if playing out in as an adult, right? That's my adult self saying what if that was created by 3-year-old me. And this is how our what ifs can hold us back on a deeper level, because we might try and work on the surface level stuff. I'm going to try and go and speak to that person, and I'm going to see how it goes. And we might then look at our self-reflection afterwards and say, oh my gosh, that was really hard and they didn't really speak back to me. Am I ever going to be able to do that again? Right? And this is something that I'm covering in a masterclass that I'm doing on the 1st of March. I'm talking about the aftermath of doing the thing, because this is what often people miss. They miss this golden opportunity to close the stress loop that's been created. So whenever we do something that feels big, that feels new, that feels stressful, right? That creates that raising blood pressure, that feeling of stress. Whenever we do that, we need to have a complete loop closure to be able to just view that as a memory rather than a painful experience. Or we could look at it as a positive experience too. But when you're under stress, so if you're stressed, you need to be able to close the loop on the stressful happening. And what often happens is if we put ourselves out there and we're vulnerable and it doesn't have an outcome that's positive, the stress loop remains open, or the stress loop remains open and connects with past stress, past trauma, past experiences. So the way we close the loop is to make sense of what just happened and make it okay. So when we're looking at, you know, present moment, I'm going to go talk to a stranger. They ignore me or don't talk back to me, and I feel that sense of humiliation and embarrassment, and I walk away. Unless I make sense of that humiliation and embarrassment and I start to put it all into perspective and know that I'm actually okay, it was a moment in time, it says more about that person than it does about me, I can now move on from that. Unless I do that, that's going to remain open, and it's going to maybe potentially create a whole belief system, right? More often than not, it's actually attached to previous stuff that's happened where that loop hasn't been closed. Now, when we make sense of our painful experiences, it's not about saying that somebody was okay or you know, that person wasn't in the wrong. That's not what kind of moving on and forgiveness and all of those things are all about. When we make sense of it, it's making sense of it for ourselves to know that, you know what, I experienced something really bad and I experienced something that was really painful, but I lived through it, I survived, and I'm okay now. And actually, that is a small part of my life. Potentially, you know, there are people that have repeated things that happen, but we'll go with this example. That was a small part of my life compared to other things. Not everybody is the same as that person. Not everybody is going to treat me the same as they did. Not every experience that creates vulnerability is going to end up like that did. Even if I've experienced something that feels a little bit painful in a given moment in the present moment, even if I experience that, I can move past it and let go of it because I'm an adult now, and actually shame or embarrassment, I can make sense of them and I can allow them to disperse. When we're children, shame and embarrassment become our kind of knowledge of how we need to behave and how we need to act. But when you can, let me give the stranger, talking to a stranger scenario again. If you look at that objectively as an adult, of course, like, it makes sense. It's okay that if you've gone up to speak to somebody and they've decided to ignore you, it's okay to feel that. It's okay to feel that sense of, oh, wow, okay, I feel a bit rejected and I feel a bit humiliated. But it's also okay to go, you know what, that's all right. Like, I lived through it and that person's got their own reasons for being like that, and it doesn't need to affect who I am and how I'm being with people. I might not speak to them again, but I don't want to let that dampen my experience for other people. The key thing is that self-reflection afterwards, and it's how big is my reaction to what just happened and where is that truly coming from? Is it coming from the present moment or is it coming from somewhere else, right? But coming back to the what if can be that deep-rooted. And it can stop us doing things, but also it can serve us to know that there's something that needs a little bit of work, right? There's something there that needs a bit of work. When we get to the core of our what ifs, when we do the inner work, when we go deeper, when we speak to therapists and coaches and all of those wonderful people, when we do that, we start to unlock a whole new energy in the present moment. The energy that I'm talking about becomes way more powerful. It becomes more than a mantra. It becomes a way of being. It becomes that part of you that can step into newness, that can decide that, do you know what? I don't really like where I'm living right now. I'm going to move in a few months' time. I'm not going to overplan. I'm just going to say I'm setting the intention. I'm going to do it and I'm going to set the wheels in motion. It allows you to say, right, this relationship's not working. Can we have a conversation? Can we have a conversation about this relationship? Or do I need to move on? Is this not working? Full stop. That energy is completely different when it's not attached to anything underneath. The energy of the what if is completely different when it's not attached to anything underneath. And I wanted to give this airtime because often, like, I'm talking about the what if at the moment and I'm talking about very surface level stuff, but we do have some deeper ingrained what ifs and it is worth exploring. My next masterclass, the Fuck It Masterclass, is all about channeling that inner energy. But within that magic, it may well uncover for you something that's not been dealt with or resolved before. It doesn't mean that you're going to have an experience in the masterclass that's going to lead you to a point of breakdown or realization, but it might be enough of a nudge for you to go, hang on, there's more here. There's more to why I'm not able to stand up and give a presentation at work. There's more to me not being able to approach that person and ask them out on a date. There's more, right? Anything that I do is always there to give a little bit of curiosity, to allow you to become self-curious about yourself. These podcasts are all about that. So are my masterclasses. And they are a safe space. I don't just disappear after the masterclass, I'm there, but also for 5 days afterwards, I'm sending emails and I'm checking in and I'm giving you information. You have that direct access to me to ask me questions. So it's not just the 90 minutes that you might spend with me. And it's very much like this. You don't need to have your camera on. You don't need to attend the live masterclass. It's very much me chatting, talking you through some journaling, talking you through some breath work. We do a movement meditation at the end. It's exactly like this, but it's way more interactive. And I can give real examples. And if people want to kind of be coached on a question, I can do that too. So if you're interested in that, if this has spoken to you today, pop into the show notes. The link is there for you to have a look. And it's on sale until 23rd of February for £11.11. Great British pound money. And just get curious. Go have a look. See if it's for you. See if it is that thing that's going to give you a nudge in the right direction. Also, if anything, again, if this podcast has really spoken to you and you're actually like, you know what, I've got some deeper stuff and I know I want to work on it, I offer free consultations and all of the details are in the show notes. You can click to email me directly. You can go through my website. Whatever it is that you need to find out, the information is there. But I welcome you getting in contact. I welcome people booking in for consultations. There's no obligation. It's just a conversation about where you're at right now, what might be causing that, and how I might be able to help you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I look forward to being here again with you soon. Bye for now. Don't forget to follow, like, or subscribe to this podcast so you're always the first to know when the next episode is available for you. If you can leave a review, this will help more people find the podcast. And if you want to find out more ways of connecting with me, head to the show notes right now.